I'm Dua Lipa and you're listening to Pop Buzz.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Pop Buzz podcast, the podcast from the number one website for all the best in music and the internet. I'm your host, James, a writer at Pop Buzz. Joining me as ever are the rest of the team. Here's Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hey,
buddy. And of course, Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello, everybody. How are we?
We're very well. Who's this character that's turned up today?
Mary's back.
Mary Poppins.
By the way,
in the corner.
If I sound weird on this podcast, it's because my wisdom tooth really hurt.
Oh, bless you.
So, where?
Stop making
excuses. I'm going to be like, rah, 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 all day.
Well, I thought it was going to be because I heard you were out to Pop Buzz karaoke the other night. I thought it was going to be...
How'd you hear that?
Yeah, no, I was otherwise engaged, tragically, but I've heard some tales
oh,
already.
No.
Any particular highlights? Any particular jams you managed to break out?
I was personally a big fan of mine and Katie's performance of Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream. throwback classic
Dolly
choice.
Dolly and Kenny.
Our harmonies were on point.
We were amazing.
Like, we were actually really good singers.
Really good singers.
Yeah, no one captured that on video, which is a shame.
Yeah, no, because everyone kind of left the room.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Just us left.
Oh, I mean, I really wish I could have been there to hear just how talented you were, guys. Wow. Whoever told you that Work by Rihanna was a good karaoke song was lying. They were lying.
It's really not a good karaoke song.
Let me clarify. I wasn't on the mic at that point. Now, had I
then
been...
How come I could still hear you in the background?
It was not a lie. That
you
was
were mid-slut drop.
There was lots of slut dropping.
Of course there was. I would expect nothing less from you.
At one point, I was writhing around on the floor to Slay for You, Brittany.
Yeah, like, I was upstage.
Covered in white wine.
Snake or no snake?
Just a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Okay, fair enough, keeping it classy. We've got a very big show today, guys. Later on, we will be chatting to Dua Lipa. Yes,
yeah.
She's going to be here. We're also going to play a brand new game with her that I like to call Fill My Gap. It's not the best title, but you'll see what we mean later on. But first of all, let's take a look at some of the biggest stories of the week. This is WTF News. News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news? First big story that we've been covering this week, Troye Sivan announced a mysterious new collaboration was about to drop. Now, it's finally been revealed. It's with Alessia Cara, and gentlemen. We all love her. We all love her. A brand new... Okay. Take a breath. Brand new version of Wild from the album Blue Neighborhood about to drop featuring Alessia Cara. What do we think of this, guys? That's quite a nice little match, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Perfect. I mean, they share so many fans together.
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah, she's got their voices will complement each other quite well, I think. Very, very soulful vocals. They'll be very smooth. Now, obviously, as we're recording this podcast, we've not heard it yet. By the time you listen to this, you probably have, because Troye, I mean, we love you, buddy. We've met you before. You're a lovely, lovely man. Could have been a bit more considerate in your scheduling of these announcements, not considering when we're going to record the Pop Buzz podcast.
It's outrageous.
A bit of a shame, isn't it?
How dare he?
The other option is we just pretend we've heard it and clip this bit out.
Oh, I love the new rap verse.
It just adds such depth to that song.
And the heavy metal breakdown.
That was my favourite moment.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Alessia's beatbox skills have improved tenfold.
When the beat drops
at the final verse, I mean...
And it's weird, you know, a 30-minute song, I didn't think I'd be into it, but...
I mean, he's
surprisingly.
Let's
all sit tight for the visual album.
Oh, the visual album, yeah.
The visual album. Well, the Lemonade reference was a curveball, but, you know, I'm glad they threw it in there.
Yeah, when he broke out Hot Sauce.
Spectacular work from Troye. Yeah, so just pick any of those and we'll mix and match. But no, it is going to be great, isn't it? They're very, very well complemented each other. Any dream duets, guys? I mean, my dream was kind of fulfilled the other week with the Churches and Hayley Williams tracks, but there's any artists out there you think you guys need to get together and do a big tune?
Well, I was kind of hoping that the collab was going to be Melanie Martinez.
Yeah.
Really?
They have been talking about it for a while, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, it
Maybe
might happen.
It's still coming, yeah.
Next album of either of them, really. It could work. All right, we'll see if that one comes.
I think for me, it would be me and Madonna. Do you know what I mean? Die Another Day at the Grammys. We're all wearing latex.
Wow.
Enter
Sigmund
the stage
Freud.
On a Trojan horse of half-naked men. Yes, Madge, slay me.
Yeah, thought about that one a bit, haven't you, mate? Thought that one through. Other big story this week, it's obviously been everywhere. You know this by now. Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift are an item. Ooh. Yes, it has happened, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. But, you know, we're not here to talk about the ins and outs of that. We're here to talk about one important aspect. What's the ship name, guys? What's the ship name? Is it Hiddle Swift? Doesn't quite roll off the tongue. You like that? You like Hiddle Swift?
It is Hiddle Swift. I will not accept anything less.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue for me. Hiddle Swift.
It sounds like a really nice sort of like lost Hogwarts house. one I'd really want to be part of.
It sounds like a creature from the Harry Potter Hiddle universe. Swift. A Hiddle Swift. A young Hiddle Swift next to a hippogriff.
I would like to suggest something a bit more left field, actually. How about Tay-Tay McHiddle Swift?
See, I'm on board with that.
Where did the muck come from?
So,
why not?
I don't know if either of them have Scottish heritage, I'll be honest.
They do now.
I'm still just a little bit upset that boat didn't get Boaty McBoatface, so I would like Tom and Taylor to honour that name in the form of their own ship name.
This just has online petition written all over it, really, doesn't it? They have to acknowledge it. It's good. But do we ship it, guys? Do we ship it in general? I think they're quite well suited.
So, yeah, like, good luck to them and all, but, like, no, I hate real ships. So, like, I'm, like, where is, like, the fun in all of that? Like, shipping, I don't know, like, real ships, that just reminds me that I'm single and I don't need that. Oh, so, like, I'm all about the kind of ludicrous...
Of course.
Fanfics.
Except, kind of thing you write fiction about,
Larry Stylinson, which is obviously real.
Okay, let's not get down this horrible 1D-shaped rabbit
hole. Larry is real.
Okay. Conspiracy theories abounding right there. Well, guys, if you want to read more about those stories, you can. They're up on the website right now. Just go to pop-buzz.com for more. Guys, we're very excited. We have our first ever in-studio guest here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You have probably heard Be The One on the audio stream, and the single Hotter Than Hell is out now and climbing up the charts. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Dua Lipa, everybody. Here she is.
Oh, my God.
Loving the sound effects. Can
we're
I just
big
say?
On sound effects here. It's
love
what
it.
We run ourselves on. Thank you so much for being here. You're having a crazy week, right? Hotter Than Hell is doing so well at the minute. You must be delighted.
It's been insane. I am over the moon. It's really, really exciting. You know, it's a song I wrote 2 years ago now.
Wow.
And it was a song that got me signed.
Oh, really? Really?
You know, it also dictated what the rest of the album was going to sound like. And I also call, you know, my music dark pop, and it's all because of this song.
What's the strangest thing you've encountered then, now that it's starting to get to another level? Have you had any crazy fans coming up to you yet? I say crazy, I mean lovable fans that are passionate.
I don't know about crazy, but my fans are so sick. I've got this one fan who came all the way from Michigan to my Heaven show in London.
Wow.
And then came to my New York show and then my LA show. And then she's coming to two of my European shows.
Wow.
Oh,
and it's really, really, it's like
that's
insane.
So passionate.
Oh, that's so lovely.
She did tell me her dad was a pilot, though, so she flies for free.
Right, okay. See, there it is.
There
now
right.
It's suddenly
right.
Slightly right. Less impressive. Still lovely, but a bit more conceivable. You know what I mean?
But it's cool.
Still dedication. Still dedication.
You're like,
I love
where
that.
Are the receipts? Where are the receipts?
Show me the money.
Done.
Now, I read somewhere that you moved back to London like on your own at 15.
I did, yeah.
How did that go? Did you survive off pot noodles?
Pretty much.
Yes.
If I'm honest, it was a lot of pot noodles and just like cup of soups.
That's the teenager's dream.
Still am now, to be honest. Nothing's
changed.
It was crazy. I mean, the cooking and the cleaning was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But it was, it's nice. It was a really fun time in my life. You know, I spent so much time with my friends and they'd always be at home. I would never really be on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I would live with roommates that, you know, my parents knew their parents. So it instantly made things a bit easier for them and for me to kind of have someone I knew. But yeah, it was really fun.
So what's the tea with the album then? Give us the tea.
Straight in.
What's happening? What's
Spill
happening?
It.
Real talk.
All right, sassy.
You clapped me.
Got you. So the album is pretty much done. I mean, I'm like delivering it this month. I've been working on it for such a long time, so I just want to make sure that it's the best it can be. At least in my eyes, as a debut album, I only get one chance at it.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm just like, it's still my baby for a little while longer, and then I'll put it out there and be like, ah, do you think it's pretty?
So when do you think we can expect it? Go on.
Go on, for all go those details. Full journo over here.
Around, well, end of summer, so like September, October time, no set date. So sweet. I don't want to put any promises out there into the world. But you did it. You pulled a month out.
Sweet. September, guys. September.
Write it down.
It's coming. September.
Put it in your diary.
While we wait, we can of course... Don't hate the player, hate the game, all right? But while we wait, we can still listen to Hotter Than Hell in a variety of places, but most importantly, on the Pop-Buzz audio stream, guys. Oh, yeah. Pride of place. Dua's going to stick around. We're going to play a bit of a game in a minute. You excited about that?
I can't wait. I'm kind of worried.
Don't be worried. It's a nice one. I promise it's a nice one.
All right.
I promise it's a nice one. You've got to trust us. All right, we'll be back in 1 second with Dua Lipa. Hey guys, if you want to get all the latest music news from the site, all the best quizzes and access to the Pop Buzz audio stream, just download the Pop Buzz app. It is completely free and available in the iTunes App Store right now. Time now for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So Woody and Katie have both brought me a brand new banger, and I have to decide which is the biggest tune out of these two songs. And this week, I want to see tunes that are the perfect bangers for a road trip, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want road trip songs. I want songs that are perfect when I am in my car, okay? So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first.
Hello.
What song have you brought to me this week?
Is a new 21 Pilots song.
What? Yes! It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Okay. Yes.
Talk me through it.
Okay, they need no introduction, really, do they?
Yeah, I think we all know who Tyler and Josh are.
They are big, big artists for Pop Buzz.
Very true.
There was a little moment last week when the song leaked. It's called Heathens, by the way.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone freaked out, but then it dropped and we're all very excited. It was announced that it's part of the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Very exciting.
Which also features Panic.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Skrillex.
Big lineup. Big
you know,
lineup.
We're very excited
about it. A lot of big
soundtracks
this year. I like that.
But you may be thinking, if you've already heard it, this is a kind of slow song to play on a road trip.
I was going to say.
But just give it a listen and I will explain everything.
Okay, very exciting. This is 21 Pilots with Heathens.
Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You'll never know the psychopath sitting next to you. You'll never know the murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow.
Genuinely in my top five songs of the year so
really?
Far. I prefer it to everything on Blurry Face, and I loved Blurry
wow.
Face.
What?
Yeah, genuinely.
It's
I think it's maybe their best single.
Woo!
Yeah, big claim. Big claim. I'm throwing it out there.
Dropped it.
I mean, that doesn't mean it's perfect for a road trip, let's be clear.
Yeah,
I'm still going to need some justification over here. So tell me, why is this perfect for my car journey?
It's not one of those songs where you're driving along, the windows are down, the wind's blowing through your hair. No. It's dark outside, the streetlights are on, everybody's kind of tired. You want a little slow, moody bop.
Right, okay.
But you still want to scream the lyrics.
Nice, nice. Okay.
And Heathens is perfect.
I mean, you're painting quite a picture there, quite a moody aesthetic.
I'm a brilliant artist. I truly am.
If you say so yourself. Mm. All right, interesting, interesting. Woody, can you beat it, mate? What have you brought me?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
So this song is by a duo called Deaf Team. They're Swedish. They're called Micah and Joan, I think that's the name. I mean,
smooth, smooth.
But they've been sporadically releasing singles over the last couple of years. Very dance, dancey pop music. Charlie XCX is actually a really big fan of this song.
Really?
I saw on Twitter. The song's called Jump. Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
There were
serious 90s rave vibes.
Yeah.
Serious 90s huge. Warehouse rave vibes, so
the,
right there.
The melody to me kind of is kind of similar to Babylon Zoo, Spaceman.
But it like really bit, is,
like,
yeah.
Sped up. But it's kind of like, it's one of those songs, like if it was a person, I'd want to marry it, you know? Like, it's slightly crazy, really right. fun, gorgeous. Like, and that's the exact type of person you want to go on a road trip with.
That's,
do you know what I mean?
That's wow. very true.
You're cruising down the motorway, flashing some hillbillies on Route 66. Like, they get angry, you know, it all gets a bit crazy, but you're like, it's okay, I've got this song. And that's like the energy of it. It's kind of like Thelma and Louise with no cliffs and more bangers. That's
nice.
I like
that. Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
With added Brad Pitt.
With added.
Thanks.
Okay.
I guess what this one comes down to is what you want out of your road trip, really, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you've got this massive, banging, high energy, everyone's singing along, the windows are all down, maybe the top's down if you're really pushing the boat out, and everyone's kind of going nuts, hands in the air. On the other hand, it's, you know, it's the morning after a festival, everyone's really hungover and really
exactly.
tired, and you're just driving slowly down the motorway, and you just need something wistful to power you through. I mean, look, I did say Heathens is easily one of my top five songs of the year. However, when it comes to road trip fun, I want to bring that energy. And even when I'm tired, I want something to bring my energy levels up. And for that reason, I think the ultimate road trip banger this week has to be Death Team's Jump. Very well done, Woody.
Yeah.
Very, very well done. Commiserations, Katie, but it is an incredible
song. Justice for Heathens.
Justice for Heathens. You know what? I think they might do quite well with that song regardless.
They probably will.
I think it might be quite successful. Yeah. Guys, if you want to hear those tunes and loads more great songs, you can. It's all on the website pop-buzz.com on Pop Buzz Radio. Just go on the homepage, go to the top right hand corner and click the listen button. And you can also get it on the Pop Buzz app, available in the App Store now. We are still in the studio with Dua Lipa, everybody. Woo! Here she is.
Hey.
Now, Dua, we're big fans of your Twitter game, so we thought we'd play a little game based around that I like to call Fill My Gap, all right? Here's how it's going to work. No, you're better than that. You're better than that, guys. We're better than that. We're rising above it.
Yeah, let's be sensible.
Here's how it's going to work. I have a few of your tweets in front of me. We're going to read out the tweet with one keyword removed. All you got to do is tell me what the word is. It's that simple.
Mm. Oh, my God.
You wrote them. Okay. You wrote them. It'll be probably, nice and simple.
God, half the stuff I say.
I'm so excited now. Okay. We'll start off with an easy one, all right? Just fill in the blank here. Stuck in bed. Please can someone deliver a blank? Do you remember what it is?
Roast dinner.
Oh, it is a roast dinner. That's 1 point. Right, talk me through that situation. What was going on there? Roast dinner was required in bed.
Well, I was just like really tired. And I don't know, I was like talking to a friend of mine. I was like, oh, have you been up to? She's like, oh, I just went and had a roast. I went and looked in my fridge and there was nothing in there. It was like empty. I was gutted. And yeah. I was like, oh, I wonder if there's like a roast dinner delivery service.
Yeah, just a casual lamb shank or something.
That is a £1 million idea.
No big deal. I love this.
Okay, me next. Ready?
Here we go.
All right. Okay. I stole Juliet's blank like Romeo stole her heart.
I stole Juliet's nipple.
Yes, yeah. Correct answer.
Like what?
Please explain.
Okay.
So, I was in Verona last week and I was like, oh, what kind of touristy things can I do? And they were like, oh, you should go to the Romeo and Juliet balcony. And I was like, but Romeo and Juliet doesn't exist. It's like, surely she's not actually been on that balcony. Anyway, you go up, all these people taking pictures of this balcony as if like, someone.
As if it's legit.
And there's a statue of Juliet, and everyone goes up there and holds the boob.
Why?
Just goes up and holds the boob. It apparently gives you good luck.
So there's
people holding their kids up. There's like slapping the boob. I go onto Google to look through it, and it's like so many people have touched the boob that they've had to put a new boob because the old boob got worn out.
Replacement
boob. I said boob a lot.
Wow.
The lucky boob.
Next one. Are you ready?
Ready.
Hey, girl, you want some blank with all that blank?
Oh, she's drawing a blank herself. She's drawing a blank. Come on. Do you want some clues? We do have some clues.
Do you want some sass? I feel like that's something
with
I'd
all,
say.
With all that what?
Sass with all that that you went there.
Sass.
Sass with all that.
Double sass. Doubling down the sass.
Hey, girl, do you want... No, I don't know.
There's a couple of clues here. So you can either have, hey, girl, do you want some fries with all that shake? Hey, girl, you want some Netflix with all that chill? Or was it, hey, girl, you want some lip with all that gloss?
Oh, lip with all that gloss.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Who was getting glossy? Who was it?
It was me. I got really obsessed with lip gloss. And I would just find, like, clear lip glosses with loads of glitter in them. And I was like, this will do. But I wouldn't put one layer on. It would definitely be about three.
Nice.
And when I tried to take, like, you know, a drink from my water bottle, it would get really gross. So I just stopped that.
Really gross. Like a raved up water bottle. I kind of like that. Okay, one more. So you can get this one. I woke up craving blank again.
Glitter.
Yes, it is! It's glitter!
Yes.
God, amazing. I know my tweets better than I thought I did.
And it's got plenty of glitter on now as well.
Yeah, yeah. Love perfect. Glitter. That's I mean, I just woke up one morning and I was like, whoa, I think I need some glitter.
4 out of 4, guys. Yeah. 4 out of 4, not
I'm
bad.
Impressed. I'm very really impressed. Impressed.
I'd say 3 out of 4. I feel like you guys gave me a tiny bit of that.
Three and a half.
Let's not cheat now.
That's the way to do it. It's been fantastic chatting to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much
for having me. Dua Lipa, everybody. Yeah. Let's give it up. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you want to watch our entire interview with Dua and see us play that really fun game, then it's all on the Pop Buzz app. Just head to the App Store now and download it for free, guys. Completely for free. How about that? Yes, it's question of the week time, everybody.
Got a question, we've got a question, can you help us out?
I have a question based on a big news story we've been covering this week, and I want to hear the best stories from Woody and Katie. Funniest story wins, guys. Funniest story wins. Okay, so the story this week. Apparently, a lot of kids have been deleting their photos from social media whenever they don't get enough likes, which I find kind of weird, guys. A little bit weird. If I want to put a photo on my Facebook page or up on Twitter, it's because I want my friends to see it and appreciate it. But if it's not getting enough likes, surely it just stays there for future likes and for future reference. That's what I would have thought anyway. But the question is, guys, when were you really thirsty for those likes, all right? What's the furthest you have gone to get some of those likes on social media? Woody, I'm going to come to you first this week, all right? Tell me just how thirsty you are on the old interwebs, okay?
Well, I didn't think I was very thirsty at all, to be honest. So despite being incredibly vain and a narcissist, like, I rarely at celebrities on any social media or Twitter. I don't post, like, semi-nudes on Instagram using the hashtag InstaGay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm actually pretty...
Not on your public one, anyway. Yeah, not on your public one.
But then, like, I realise, like, I'm a writer, which is essentially being thirsty
it's
for a living,
profession.
Isn't it? You know, it's my job to get the attention of others. and if I don't, I get fired. So
professionally thirsty.
So really, being thirsty is not only a way of life, it's also a survival skill for me.
Pays the rent.
My life has just been one big slurp on a straw into the desperate well of thirstiness. So,
wow. The really... desperate well of thirstiness.
So, and what's really shocking about that is that that's obviously been my life for a few years, and I didn't even realize what a thirsty hoe I actually
was. So this is a revelation. You've suddenly discovered your inner thirstiness.
Exactly. And now I appreciate Katie is also a writer, so this could easily be applied to her, but the problem is she has neither the good grace or the humbleness to realize it. Therefore,
shots fired.
Therefore, I should win for being so open about my thirsty self. Well, we'll see.
Wow. So Woody, open and honest, coming clean about his inner thirst that he has discovered this week via a news story on pop5andbuzz.com. Wow. Wow. Quite the revelation. Katie, what have you got for me? Talk to me about your... Oh, you're going to have an effort to top this. Talk to me about how thirsty you are on social media.
I've done it all.
Okay, here we go. Here
Everything.
We go.
Over hashtagging, guilty.
Okay.
The old post and delete, even more guilty. Like, if it's a live Twitter event, I don't know, like the Golden Globes or something, mm-hmm. I like to sleuth on everyone else before I like type something out. I want to collect everyone's like info. So I can collate a really nice tweet, so I can snatch those retweets.
Doing a little bit of research.
Everybody else. Oh, exactly.
Nice,
you have to.
Nice. Okay.
As Woody said, I'm a writer.
Wow.
But on Instagram, though, I mean, it's worse. Like, this is my defense, because the algorithms really messed it up and I don't get as many likes as I did before.
Yeah, blame it on the algorithm.
So
I'm now going to have to really, like, go in on that post and delete. Because people really need to see my pictures of Beyonce. And not enough people are liking them and seeing them. And I'm really annoyed.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I can feel the pain in your voice, to be honest.
I'm really annoyed.
I can feel the pain. It's a tricky one, guys, because on the one hand, that does sound very thirsty, and that does sound like you are really, really hustling for those likes. However, Woody's just proclaimed his entire lifestyle is based around thirstiness on the internet.
I should add as well, I really do like atting celebrities.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing.
That's your thing. I'm going to have to give it to Woody on this one. I'm sorry, Katie. I'm sorry. You're both shameless in your social media skills.
You're thirsty.
But really, Woody, I mean, it's a life choice for you. You can't even help it. It's paying the bills. And with that in mind, I'm going to have to declare Woody as the winner of this week's episode as well, I'm afraid, guys. Give it up. Show some support. Come on.
Congrats.
There he is. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. And the prize for you, my thirsty, thirsty friend, I will go on your Facebook and like every single photo from the beginning to present day.
Amazing. Thank
just
you.
For you, buddy. Just for you. Katie, on a similar note, I'm going to start trolling you on Twitter. Nothing abusive, nothing aggressive, just little comments.
Try me, comments. James.
Can I join in?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, great.
We'll make a team of it. And that is about it for this week's podcast, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you to Dua Lipa, guys. Thank you to Dua Lipa for being here. Wasn't she fantastic? Please do click subscribe on the iTunes store, and you can check us out on SoundCloud and on Audioboom, and of course on the website pop-buzz.com. We will see you next week, guys. Say goodbye, Katie.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Woody.
Bye.
And it's bye from me. See you next week.
Ghosts are spooky.
Ghosts are spooky. And I'm not a fan of spooky behavior. I don't like ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ghosts.